How are you doing?
He has hands.
It's jazz hands. Shoot, where are my notes? I need my notes. I'm a fool.
I ate them. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's, hey, that's possible. Not again. They're digital.
They were. I just have a thing for eating digital stuff, man.
You must be part Clintar, which is what.
This is Venom how you feed the software engineers.
You must be part Clintar. You must be part whatever Carnage and the Venom symbiote are. Because in the late 90s, early 2000s, they had the ability to go through the internet. Judy.
Ah, all right.
They murder.
I do have the power to go through the internet.
Carnage,
I'm very good at
people
it.
People through the internet, and Venom and Carnage had to have an epic battle in the internet while sitting at computer terminals. It was a thing. It was
the
90s. That was the era of the holographic comic book cover and the Tyvek comic book cover.
I may or may not have set my terminal just to look like it's still the 90s, just to, you know, get that kid nostalgia. I'm a hacker going while I work all day.
Yeah.
All of that Carnage Venom information from the 2000s aside, welcome to episode 43, holy crap, of Rise of the Star-Lords. It's called Foundering Shield. And we have an icebreaker, courtesy of Shades. What is your go-to karaoke song? And I'm going to start with Leif, because you look least prepared.
Oh, you fool. You absolute fool. I'm always prepared. Ava doesn't know any karaoke songs, but she can sing you a goblin or two if you're into it.
I like the fact that maybe she just picks a random karaoke song and then just sings over the top of it, like goblin lyrics.
if pressed and if people insist that she sing a song, she likes to sing Tequila.
Nice. Nice. Go ahead.
I just really like the idea that Ava doesn't... that is Ava's idea of karaoke, is just singing over the karaoke machine, is something that, you know, a goblin song that is completely clashing and doesn't make any sense with the backtrack. And I love that.
That is pretty good. What about Lahan, Nick?
Oh, I don't know.
Guess. I have a guess, but I don't think it's right.
What's your guess?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
You know, I was thinking about that one. But I don't think it's Lahan's song. I was thinking it might be, but I don't think it is.
What's New Pussycat 21 times?
There are a lot of songs like that. I Love Rock and Roll is that way. You always think it's a good idea, and then after you've sang I Love Rock and Roll the 40th time, you're like, I'm so done with this song right now.
Guess I don't love rock and roll anymore, guys.
I don't. I've decided I don't love rock and roll anymore.
Nobody loves rock and roll this much.
Just halfway through the song, just puts the mic down, just like, I can't, guys. I don't love rock and roll anymore.
That would be pretty funny. Oh, I know. Her song is Call Me Maybe.
All right. What about Jacinto, Tom? This has to be either the most simple or the most epic answer ever, I feel.
Well, I mean, it's got to be Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Nice.
Another one of those karaoke songs that feels like a good idea every time, but it's just a terrible idea.
It's always a good idea. Living on a Prayer is always a good idea, Tom.
Watching a 6-inch tall plant boy just belting Bon Jovi, it's just you got to see it, folks.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and my name's Finn, and my go-to song is Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping.
Yes.
Lavis can actually sing that. Knows every word, if I recall correctly. Used to, anyway, in high school. I might have forgotten them all by now.
I knew far too much of Chumbawamba back when they were popular.
That's just fun to say, Chumbawamba.
It is.
Yeah. So when last we were together, wow, it's been a little while. Our heroes went found the last room in Space Fortress Rannoch, and it was actually it was a ring of life vessels, only one remaining. It had an error code of some sort. The computer wasn't talking to the mechanics of the release mechanism, and Lahan sort of putzed around with it until you all realized that there was a great danger heading towards Turtleback Ferry. The skull crossing energy shield was fluctuating and holes were forming in its surface, and space debris, asteroids, what have you, was heading right for the town, the colony. And you managed to burn out the fortress's communication system in order to boost the signal strength so that the town could get the a danger alert earlier, saving a lot of lives and completely cutting out one fight that I
I'm sure had. Burning out their communication systems won't have any lasting repercussions at all.
No, we
missed out on a fight.
to make up for it, though, you ended up having to fight a literal demigod, the spawn of Lamashtu, Black Maga, who breathed madness upon you, and you beat it up pretty damn good, and it sort of slumped off the edge of the biome, the bit of rock that the town was built on. And it sort of disappeared into that floating amorphous lake to the south of the town. And then you were all lifted up by the town's residents, who streamed out of the shelter that was their local temple. And they have raised you up upon their shoulders, and they're just sort of parading you around the town, which is beat up, but is for the most part still standing.
Conquering heroes are we.
Yeah,
I'm just
picturing people struggling with Ava in the heavy armor and Finn in the heavy armor, and then Jacinto is getting tossed like 12 feet in the air.
No, because while Ava's armor may be heavy armor, it's actually not quite that heavy. It's very manageable, doesn't even impart any.
I just wanted to apologize for a hiccup in episode 43. Streamlabs OBS had a hiccup. It stopped recording momentarily. We lost a few minutes of recording in the middle of the episode, but we got going again and we picked right back up. Again, our apologies.
And that's all that matters, right?
And the moral of this story that we've just been telling is you can survive on Diet Coke and Cheetos, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Exactly. You cannot survive on Diet Coke and Cheetos. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Jet,
how's it going? I'm glad we're back.
Kind of a celebratory parade, right? Definitely nobody giving bad life advice.
So there's going to be a party. People are happy. There's a Leif NPC sitting in a corner, just going to town on a stack of grilled cheese sandwiches, as we did confirm. But off in the distance, you can see the energy shield that is projected by Skull's Crossing, and you can see that it's not back up to full strength. Much like how I described it last time, I'm going to do a big pull from Farscape. For those of you old enough to have enjoyed that, it's much like the Zelbinian shield that was actually like two shield arrays overlapping each other to form like a solid shield. Without one of those, there's gaping holes that sort of form and ripple like a lava lamp almost throughout the shield that is protecting this habitable region of space.
Old enough to remember that? Don't do me like that, Jet. Come on.
I remember watching that as a teenager, old. Leif.
Me too.
Like, I would get home from work at McDonald's as a 16 or 17 year old, and I would watch that late at night.
Which show again?
Farscape. If you have not watched it, Tom, as much as you love Starfinder, other than maybe season 3, which I now appreciate more as an adult, but is still one of the weaker seasons, I think you would love that show.
Okay. Noted.
Also, Jim Henson's creature work. They did almost all the like makeup and the creatures and whatnot.
Cool. Awesome.
So there's going to be a party. You all get to party down with the locals of Turtleback Ferry. You've got...
I prefer to party up, but okay.
You could party up while some other people party down. But, I mean, you've got Malin Shreed, the Ajtikri local mayor and priest. Your aggressively average innkeeper, I believe, is Seston Orlandi. Wenda Leany, the Trox matron who owns the general store. She is partying harder than everyone. She's probably in a drinking contest with Ava, if Ava would be down for that.
Lohan does not last long if there is any sort of drinking contest.
I mean, no one's going to force you to participate, but I feel like
Lohan's been, you know, far from her family many times. She probably ends up drinking too much and falling asleep. I don't know, on Finn.
I feel like since this is in system and communications are like 1d6 hours away, maybe you. Because, like, obviously Shalilu does not want to be super clingy. Maybe you got a couple messages from her that you have, because of the fact that you've been dealing with some serious stuff, you've probably not responded, but maybe now you've turned your notifications on and all of a sudden you've got, like, a couple messages from her. You know, she's just seeing how things are going, saying she misses you, that sort of thing.
Oh, in that case... After a couple of drinks, Lahan ends up like in the corner video chatting with her girlfriend, like, "You're the cutest thing in the world. How did I never notice that you're this cute?"
I feel like it's like Marco Polo, but it's 1d6 hours between responses.
Yeah, no, she's like sending really embarrassing, like tipsy messages to her girlfriend.
Jacinto is pretty good. Jacinto is going to take, like, you know, a thimble of like cider or something, and then promptly begin, because he's a space wizard, promptly begin to do the Gandalf dance from Bilbo's birthday party in the beginning of Fellowship of the Ring. He's just, you know, dancing around, like, but he's 6 inches tall, so
is he dancing on the table? Because he should.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
No, and, listen, at some point during the night, Jacinto's going to have to be the little green man on somebody's drink.
I like the idea that...
Oh, no!
I like the idea that maybe like a married couple who is still holding on to like the top of their cake, like you kind of, like some people do for tradition's sake, they brought that out as part of the celebration and it still had the cake topper on him, and he's like dancing with the bride or the groom.
Oh, no. yeah, and Artanya is definitely sort of like, you know, weirdly vibing in the background behind Jacinto as Jacinto's dancing. He's sort of just like, you know, waving his tentacles and
off,
stuff
off
like
to her. The side, some local youths are sort of having a little rave, and Artanya's like right in the middle of that.
Yes.
he's got some little like glow sticks that he's
It is a weird experience for Jacinto to hear this, the music this way.
Yeah. So, Leif, do you think Ava's gonna try and drink that Trox under the table?
Rye? No, she will do.
Fair. Fair. Now, do you want to see if that's actually true? Do you want to just roll d20s at each other and see who rolls the highest?
Oh, yeah, let's find out. Fortitudes, right?
Well, I don't have any stats for her, but I'll give her... She's not going to be a high level like you. I'll give her a plus 5, which is going to be less than you, I'm sure. But I rolled a natural 1. You drink her under the table.
They invite Ava to drink. She also rolls a nat 1, but her bonus is plus 12, so she takes the first shot, and instead of taking the shot, like just drinking it, she inhales like half of it.
Well, Ava gets way more drunk than she thought she was going to on this moonshine. Just it hits her way harder.
She was expecting Malibu, and she got Wild Turkey.
She was expecting turlet wine, not moonshine, because I'm sure that space goblins have turlet wine.
Oh yeah, they don't call it turlet wine; they just call it wine. But yeah. Here, let's get some good music going here too.
And this party will go into the wee hours. If there's anything that you want to do during this party, feel free to let me know. But otherwise, we can move on to the morning when Ava's probably waking up with a hangover. The Artanya is still just at the rave. Just that rave never stops.
Yeah. Artanya is a one spider rave party at this point.
Red Bull.
He has some some glow in the dark paint, spread on his thorax, and just in weird symbology that nobody really knows how it got there.
Yeah, it hurts your brain when you look at it too hard, so you just kind of look at him out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's up. Probably fine, though. It's probably fine.
Yeah, all those kids dancing around it all night long, probably fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they went. They're probably fine, though. I hope they're fine.
Nick, don't listen to Nick. They're fine. So we fade into the morning, although I feel like the rave is still going and it just moved to like an abandoned building or something. Those teams are partying hard.
No. Stop.
Stop. Can't stop, won't stop. That rave's not gonna stop until those kids collapse from exhaustion. They're spurred on by something. They don't know what. And it hurts their brain if they think about it too much, but
they've got the dancing fever. Like the 1400s, they must be confined.
So it's morning. Ava has probably one heck of a hangover. I know she has a great deal of fortitude, but she did roll a natural 1. And you're muted, Leif.
That was just on the drinking of the alcohol, not resisting its negative, deleterious effects.
Oh, see, the way I figured the dice roll was the resisting of the deleterious effects, but yeah, you rolled super great. So yeah, you went down real quick, but you sprung back like one of these rave teens would after abusing themselves horrendously.
She just wakes up in the morning and goes and grabs herself an egg from the fridge, you know, but it's not like just a normal one. It's like probably the size of her head. And just cracks it open and drinks the whole thing, and she's fine.
I thought you were going to say, just shatters it over her head.
yes, this will be perfect.
Traditional traditional goblin hangover cure, just smash yourself in the face with an egg.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Something got lost in translation, and it went from drinking an egg to smashing it on your face.
Weirdly, it still works, though. Works like a charm.
That's the placebo effect for you.
Yes.
And I've talked to my players about this off the air, but I'm allowing them to clear the loot sheet and find, you know, various locals that will buy things or extend them a line of credit based on, you know, like, here's a stack of things. You can sell them on consignment, or they'll ship them off to somewhere that can more readily buy them. We're hand-waving that a little bit.
Took all 40 of the hook, the ogre hooks, to a scrap metal place.
Yeah. There is, I think, a local weaponsmith or armorsmith or machinist, I believe.
Yes,
Iron Tooth's Metal. It is named for its no-nonsense proprietor and owner, Jorveni Iron Tooth, a middle-aged half-orc mechanic.
Yeah, we sell just a comical amount of stuff. One would wonder just exactly how we were carrying all this stuff, and we would remind you that we have a null space chamber.
Two null space chambers.
That's right, yes. I think I have one, and Ava has one, maybe.
One of these days, you'll all have like one, and you can carry the world.
Yeah, but don't put one inside the other. No, wait, that's the portable hole in the bag of holding.
Yeah. The devastation arrow, as it were.
Yes. We do have two normal characters that people should take, so I'm not going to...
That takes us back to the days of the peasant railgun.
Oh, the peasant railgun. But yeah, we sell just a ridiculous amount of stuff.
And we do indeed.
I'm just picturing Ava like holding open the null space chamber and just a mountain of stuff. Just
yes, exactly. All right. Selling.
Yeah, it goes into the shop. We're making it up on the spot. Gregor's Emporium consignment shop. And just on the table, just dumps. And it's just for like 10 minutes, just stuff pouring out of it.
Yes, Judy.
10 full minutes.
I'm sure. All
right, I'm copying over our projected wealth. And I'm going to.
But I'm sure he would like to.
Sell the stuff.
Oh my goodness! Look at all his wealth! Oh, it's gone.
It's happening. It's happening, everybody. It's happening. This is what people
do. I bought even better armor and invisibility.
Yeah, you all tell people what you bought while I get rid of stuff.
That's it. That's all I bought.
Wait, if you're muted.
Ava didn't buy anything.
No, you definitely told us that you bought something.
I was going to, and I changed my mind.
Curse you. Chicken.
Well, I just found a piece of deflective reinforcement, DR5. Somebody should take that. But
deflective reinforcement, you say?
Yeah. So you didn't buy it, but you found it. There's also that silicon armor casing that you were looking at.
That's what I was looking at. Yeah. Taking. Okay.
So Jacinto finds the local mystical store, whatever, and or just crafts himself some spell gems. He would probably need to go buy these though, because these are pretty high level and they're not spells that he can that he knows himself. So he would go off and buy some spell gems, and he spends like 6 hours the next day while everybody's recovering from being hung over, getting his heart replaced with a magical heart. His teeny little heart is now a Magitek heart.
Your spell gems could probably be gotten at the temple. The mayor would probably facilitate that.
Yeah, that sounds good. What's the temple, what's the local temple dedicated to?
If I'm remembering correctly, Talavet.
Oh, I love Talavet. Talavet's a good god.
Ooh. But I can double check, but I'm pretty sure it's Talavet. Yeah, Church of Talavet.
Nice.
Yeah, so Lahan can go invisible and do more awful things to me. What does this heart do, Tom? I'm curious about this heart.
This heart is one of my favorite augmentations of all time. I get it on almost every single character at some point or another, because what it does is, first of all, your heart is fitted with occult fixtures that connect its rhythm to the energy of nearby living creatures. You have blind sight life with a range of 30 feet, but only for dying and stable living creatures. So that's still pretty all-encompassing, but the difference is, if you're familiar with the Khazar, the plant people from the Pact World book, they have blind sight life, period. which is, well, you know, in a range of, I think, 30 feet, 30 or 60. But that means they can see plant life as well as creatures. So this synchronous heart just, and I'm using air quotes, just lets you see everything living that is also invisible.
So now you're going to fight nothing but robots and the undead. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, that is the, you know, again, air quotes, drawback of this augmentation. But it also, side benefit, you know, assumedly the big benefit of it is you can, as a reaction, allow an ally within 30 feet to spend your resolve points to stabilize or stay in the fight. So if one of my allies goes down and needs to spend a resolve point or more to stabilize or stay in the fight, I can throw my resolve at them magically. Which is pretty cool and very on brand for a healer.
Nice.
Fun fact, Ogden also had this augmentation. And I forgot to use it when we fought that pronking three times concealed pronking gray pronk.
What?
Oh, pronk face. That's the one. Yeah, I forgot pronk face.
No.
Three times pronged.
You guys loved that fight. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm most upset with myself for having forgotten that I could get past most of that. But anyway, I have the augmentation, and it's pretty neat and flavorful for Jacinto, because that's what we're going for here.
You're almost doing like chakras, like you did head, heart. Now you got to get something for like your tum tum, I think, is the next one.
I like that actually. I'll probably go in for that. Heck yeah.
And admittedly, I have a very rudimentary knowledge of that based on manga, so.
Yeah, that's fair. Me too. The only mention of chakras I've seen in media was Avatar The Last Airbender. So, you know.
All right. So, we had our party. You did a whole bunch of selling and a little bit of buying. And that's one day. And as you're going about your day, you're looking up periodically. And so are the townsfolk, because they can again, that energy shield that Skull's Crossing projects is visible. And it seems to be a little bit dimmer today than yesterday.
Is that a problem?
Are you asking me? Okay, you're role playing. There we go.
Well, is that something that we can look into? That seems like something that, you know, I'm just getting this weird feeling that we should look into the, any like points, like the sun was orange yesterday in real life, and I noticed that was a problem, because, you know, air quality. Anyway, so
yeah, that is weird. Jet, should I roll something? What's going on here?
You could probably make. You could probably get to the Heartbreaker and use the Heartbreaker sensors to run a scan on things. I would say that would probably be a computer's check.
Okay. Let's run a scan. I'm good at that. Let's see. Computers. 32.
Super good. You're detecting an energy signature from Skull's Crossing, and you scanned the area coming in. I mean, it is not the easiest area to navigate, so you had to run scans, and you're comparing the scans from several days ago. I've lost track of time. It's either several days or like a week ago, to today. And there is a noticeable difference in power output. It is significant. That shield is significantly weaker than it was even a few days ago. And you can see that it's dropping. It's getting weaker. So something needs to be done. Someone either needs to figure out how to fix that shield if something's broken, or adjust some settings, or everyone in the area needs to evacuate, because if the shield falls, what fell on the town yesterday is going to be nothing by comparison, because that shield is basically keeping most of the Storval cloud, the outer system's asteroid field, from just coming in and wrecking up the place.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good.
Well, do you think we need to, you know, evacuate people? How long do we have?
It's going to be a matter of probably, if the readings are accurate and things keep advancing at the rate they have been, it's going to be a matter of a couple days. Evacuating everyone is going to be a real tough, if possible, even at all. They just lost one of their local ferries that got damaged in the meteor shower that just happened the other day. It's upside down and smashed into the general store.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, boy. Well, we should definitely tell somebody about this first off.
Hey, Judy, you gotta turn the volume down some.
Is there a mayor of this place?
Yes. Malin Shreed, the local religious leader, is also the local mayor. They're an Ijtikri.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love Ijtikri.
I cannot remember the voice I did for them because it's been so long. I'll have to wing it.
Big mood. Book 2 of Fly Free or Die was very much like that. So we go to meet the mayor.
Well, you're fairly familiar with them because they assisted you in getting those spell gems. You know, you walk up and the mayor waves one of their tendrils at you and they're like,
"Well, hello, Jacinto. How are you today?"
"Hello, mayor. I'm doing all right, although not as good as I was this morning because," and he, like, you know, points up, "we seem to have an issue with the force field surrounding this colony. Lahan has the technobabble."
I relay the technobabble.
"Ugh, that's very unfortunate. I don't know if we can get everyone out in time to safety. And some of them would just refuse to leave on general principle. They've been here for decades, if not longer. Some folks are on their second generation in the town. Do you
even if we had scientific proof that they would die if they didn't follow these instructions?
You'd be very surprised how many people will refuse to acknowledge scientific proof, even in the face of certain death.
Would we be surprised? Our characters might. We're in the middle of Starfighter pandemic yet.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Is there any way that great heroes such as yourselves could possibly go to Skull's Crossing and look into what's happening while I try and evacuate as many folks as I can?
That sounds like a good middle road, I think, right?
Worth trying.
Yeah, well, I'm smart. We're strong as a party.
I like the Jacinto. We're strong, flexes, and then does the cartoon noodle arm thing.
Yeah, he flexes an inverse muscle.
Negative muscle. It's a muscle black hole.
I do have negative muscle. I have an 8 in strength. No, sorry. I have a 6 in strength. I'm a Raxolite.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's the one thing that makes me sad about the Raxolite, because making a Solarian out of them is very hard, but adorable.
I just worry about any strength drain for you.
Yeah. We'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
We'll shear those cows when the time comes.
We will indeed.
Burn that cow when you cross it.
Wait.
No, Chet, at best, that's just burnt barbecue.
Cows everywhere are terrified of him as he passes Jet the Terrible.
Must be a poor translation from the original is Ijtikri. It makes more sense in my home language.
The Ijtikri are like semi... There's some weird stuff going on with Ijtikri history.
There's more than one way to burn a defrex.
That is a saying on Vesk too, for sure.
Loose lions sink ships.
They do a lot of things on ships, actually.
People in glass houses shouldn't throw lions. A lot of lion things in the Ijtikri culture.
I didn't even know you knew what lions were. Well, I guess we better get to Skull's Crossing. Do you have a vehicle we can borrow?
Yes, I'll make one of the local deep space ettercopters available for you again. What happened to the last one? I saw you arrive in a lifeboat.
Oh, some Fleemhead ran off with it.
Oh, you're definitely not getting your deposit back, I'm sure.
Oh, that's okay. I don't even remember what that deposit was, so it doesn't even exist in my brain anymore.
We paid a deposit.
I know.
Like you just gave it to us.
So he'll
make adventurers pay a deposit.
Yeah, he'll pull out his comm unit and he'll send off a text message and, you know, letting someone know to make one of the entercopters available to you. They even say they'll bring it around to the Heartbreaker's slip, so you don't have to go wandering through the town to find it.
Sweet.
Awesome. Alright. So Jacinto doesn't have anything else he really wants to do. You all good to go?
Yeah, let's go check it out.
All right.
Cool. See what there is to see.
Leif seems to have frozen, but I'm sure that they also agree.
They might have frozen, but Leif is also really good at just sitting perfectly still sometimes.
I think that's frozen, based on it, you know, that quizzical look.
Yeah. That's a hard look to hold.
It's a hard look to hold.
Someone want to poke at them? Oh, they're
back. There they are.
I don't know what happened.
Sorry.
I mean, I was posing. I posed.
You're just making fun of you.
Yes. Quite.
As you should.
All right. I'm going to move us over to a new map. This is going to be hours later. If you remember before, it took hours upon hours to get to the point where you first ran into Kib, actually, and got diverted to the Grawl farm and then headed up towards Space Fortress Rannoch. You'll get to right around where you ran into Kib, and you're going to turn off into another direction, sort of like a fork in the road, a Y almost. And you will eventually, many, 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 many hours later, come to Skull's Crossing.
Oh, by the by, since it's the new day, we've lost 1 point of wisdom drain, or wisdom damage, anyway. So, Nick, I think you also got wisdom damage, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I did. How many days?
This is the next day, right, Jet?
Yes, this is the next day.
Okay, cool. I'm marking it down to 5.
And you had 6 points of wisdom drain? Oh, Jacinto would have seen to you then. Absolutely, like, that's not even a question. oh boy, how?
Yeah.
Flashback to, like, the, you know, last night when Lahan was trying to do, like, shots out of a, I don't know, like a gas cap or something. And Jacinto was like, whoa.
It was when Lahan was sending, like, tear-filled cutesy messages to her girlfriend is when.
Yeah. This is part of why she drank too much and sent so many tipsy messages to her girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know? Hopefully Shalala thinks it's cute.
Hopefully. Lesser Restoration is only a second level spell, so I have a spell gem of it. I'm gonna buy another one. This is just added to the shopping list. But 3 rounds, and then zap, you are healed of 1d4 temporary ability damage. So
3 points.
And then overnight you heal one more?
Which puts me down to 2. So we're much better.
Okay, good. Wait, right. You had charisma damage? I had wisdom damage.
No, it's wisdom damage.
Yeah.
I will pull up Black Maga. And I will make sure that we have all of the information we need. Because it has been a while, and that's okay. Okay. Foul-smelling poisonous breath. It's a standard action once every minute. 60-foot cone. It's wisdom damage, and they become confused for 1d6 rounds. Mind-affecting okay. Poison effect.
Cool. All right. So, yeah, we are good to go then. Anybody else take ability damage? Sorry, I thought I was the worst with 3 points in wisdom. But
No, I was a little bit worried about Lahan, honestly. Okay. Doesn't have great wisdom to start with, and then took wisdom damage on top of it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hearing nothing from Leif, and certainly...
Oh, we should check Finn's sheet. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I suppose we could do that.
I suppose we could be nice to Lapis. Yeah, Lapis has 3 points of wisdom damage.
You know what? Finn can... We can take 450 out of the thing, and I'll buy another spell gem of it, and Finn can have another 3 points back.
Nice.
So...
There we go. All right. And I'm going to describe what you see before you, because obviously you don't see an actual dam, because that's not exactly what Skull's Crossing is anymore. It is shaped much like that dam. It has 5 skulls protruding from its surface, and tens, if not hundreds of thousands of various animal skulls welded or etched into its surface. Its top is not just a flat walkway like it's depicted there. It's actually covered in a clear dome that is chipped and has small, tiny, tiny, tiny rents in it, as though it were designed to hold atmosphere. There is that central tower made up of stacked skulls, not actual skulls, but carved or extruded skull structures. It's not set into rock the way it's depicted. It's floating in the void, and from the far side, that shield is generated and spreading off so far you almost can't even see the ends is how big the shield is. The break in the wall where it shows like that what would have been water spilling through. Yes, thank you for pointing that. That's actually there's a rent in the shield, and then part of the structure is damaged, and there's actually space debris sort of filtering through there, obscuring that 5th skull. Areas C2 and through C5 over there, that's not a cave or rock wall. That's actually like a hab unit that's welded onto the front of the structure. Maybe it's Judy. Maybe it's where some workers resided when they weren't on shift, or you don't know. It's just a structure that's protruding off that corner over there, much like you don't know what that central top structure is. And there's no visible doors on that skeletal structure at the top. If there is an entrance to it, if you fly around a little bit, it's underneath that crystalline, like armored domed the top walkway is sealed in so that people can walk along there and do like external checks to see, you know, check on damage. Maybe the sensors are faulty, maybe they're not. They want to do a visual inspection. That's sort of what that's for. It has been damaged. It looks to have been damaged a long, long, long time ago. It's not all recent damage, but the only way into that central area is from inside, it looks like. Unless you're talking about trying to blow more holes into the structure, which could be problematic.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, where should we set down? Maybe on the top?
So, and you'll see that there is a C1. That looks in there, and then there's like a really jagged sort of staircase right here. This C1 looks as though it's possibly like a landing structure for vessels to dock or park themselves. And then there is a sort of spiraling staircase going up into area C2 through C5.
Okay. Well, put us down by C1, Lahan.
All right. See what we can find.
And I imagine that the four skulls that you can see clearly, the four giant skulls, the eyes are lit from within with this, you know, orangey, maybe with a hint of gold glow, and their mouths are shut. The fifth skull that's obscured and has the damage above it, the eyes have dimmed and the jaw has sort of opened as though it's screaming.
Okay. Not disturbing at all.
What an interesting decoration for the thing that protects the colony. I wonder why they decorated it like this.
Looking at this, you could maybe make an engineering check if you want to glean some information beyond what I've already given you. Sorry, Leif, what were you saying?
Ava's just like, it's actually kind of homey. Reminds me of the goblins back home.
It does have a fairly dark aesthetic. It looks ancient. Ancient beyond belief. But you do land in area C1, and you do have that spiral staircase leading up to that structure. It's a fairly large staircase. It's about 10 feet wide, and it goes up. It's 10 feet wide. It's a winding stairway of steel, and it climbs all the way up to that hab module or that structure that I was describing. It goes up nearly 200 feet. And along the way, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of stakes lining the edge of the stairway, many of them decorated with the skulls of some animal or humanoid, but they're all marked with a strange skull-shaped rune carved into their brow. These look much more recent additions to the structure.
Runes. Can I take a look at those runes with perhaps mysticism?
Sure.
Roll. Come on. Give me a good roll. That's a good roll. That's 38. Thanks, roll 20.
These runes are not mystical in nature. Though, you know, who knows, maybe the people that carved them think they're actually mystical in nature. You suspect that these are more a tribal marking. They bear some resemblance to maybe some giant runes. Maybe there's a little hint of goblin to it. It's not purely any one species, but maybe a commingling of a couple different mystical traditions.
Well, maybe a culture check then?
Yeah.
Let's see. Culture.
Ooh, only a 24. Thanks, Lahan.
33?
So, this is 100% a tribal symbol. It's a troll's tribal symbol.
Trolls. First ogres, then trolls. Well, that doesn't sound good. We should be on our guard.
We should.
Jacinto will, I don't know. He'll have Artania You know, he'll as we're walking up the stairs, he'll, you know, boop Artanya and Ava with Defrex hardiness.
Okay. So again, these stairs are about 200 feet tall. And these stairs are actually, they appear to not be built for medium-sized creatures. They're 10 feet wide. They're built for larger creatures. And they actually, they're not in great shape. They're incredibly ancient. They actually require an athletics check to get up them. You could ride Artanya. I know you're going to probably ask that if you wanted to just use Artanya's climb check. And you are also like floating in the void of space. You could just fly.
We do have fly speeds, yeah. So.
Ava's going to use her climb speed. Is anybody else making a check, or is everybody else just flying?
I'll fly.
Yeah.
There you go. Bypassing things. Yay!
Aha!
Technology wins yet again! I'm going to take us to a new map. I'm going to go there myself first so I can situate things. Okay, good.
I'm going to have Defrex Hardiness, just Finn and Artanya, because Ava never gets hit.
I thought you said something.
Yeah, I know.
You've cursed her. All right. And you come up those stairs, and there's a hatch and a short sort of winding hallway. This does not appear to have been built like it was built a long time ago, and it was built well, but whoever built it was not thinking like, let's do squares. They almost built in an organic manner, in that it's a winding staircase up into a hatch that leads to a sort of curved hallway, and you get to the end of that curved hallway, like over, if you come further forward down that hall, it's fine. When you get even further, you start to see the edge, where there's that black lettering there up there. There's actually an elevated section even further. And it looks like there were once stairs, but they have rusted or been smashed or broken. And it's from this lower area up to this upper area, it's about 15 feet. But again, a lot of you have climb speeds, a lot of you have fly speeds. You could bypass that relatively easily. Not going to worry about that so much.
Yeah, Artanya has a climb and a fly speed.
Yeah, but and you've gone into that hatch, and if you closed it behind you, your sensors are telling you that there is atmosphere in here. So Artanya could fly, because while you're the stairs, Artanya could not fly by themselves, because Artanya needs atmosphere to push against with their wings.
Right. Yeah. But he can climb up walls and stuff, because you know he's still a spider.
Yep. So, are any of you taking your environmental protections off now that you're in atmosphere?
No.
No? No? All right.
No, because it's going to
smell. Why would anyone ever do that?
It's going to smell, Jet. It's going to smell bad in here.
You don't know that.
Are I any totally
of you gonna,
do.
Are any of you going to go up to that upper area?
Oh, I thought that's where we were going.
Yeah.
Well, so where Ava's standing is where the stairs would have once been. Now, Ava, up there, you're in a new area, C4. All along these walls are mostly eaten animal corpses, as well as the corpses of sentients that have been chewed upon. They're not in great shape. There's little doodads. It's as though someone has made crude attempts at, like, scrimshaw on the bones of some creatures, or, you know, just various crude undertakings of like art or craftsmanship, not at all fitting with the structure, not at all fitting with the structure that you guys have ascended and are climbing through and are attempting to figure out.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems fairly obvious that there are trolls here. Not trolls. Oh, yeah, trolls.
Something that writes troll symbols on things anyway.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, you
two... We'll just put Finn in the front.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that worked out well.
Oh, hey, we need to roll initiative.
Okay.
As Finn walks up around the corner and sees a creature just sort of reclining in a pile of bedding of some sort.
Question mark?
It's bedding. It's just you don't know what that bedding is made of. I'm going to be up front with that. It's a mishmash of various things like fur pelts, foam cushions, blankets, wadded up bits of clothing. And they're sort of reclining there, like almost as though it's like a throne, a weapon, like reclining, leaning against the wall to one side of them, wearing a crude by your standards, but like an advanced technological gauntlet on their other hand. And they have two heads. This is out of game. This is it. For those listening, this is a large creature standing about 10, 12 feet tall. It's got two heads, some tusks jutting up from their lower jaw, and it's wearing some advanced sci-fi style armor, but it looks very crude in manufacture. And I will roll initiative for it now and stop describing the creature. So it's initiative. I rolled poop for initiative. Someone needs to roll for Finn. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Good plan.
I'm turning off Finn's buffs. They're currently Photon Attuned and Song of the Spheres.
Oh. Which he's also know. Still level 9. That's fine.
I will sort descending. Let me add. So the turn. This one. Ava, you get to respond first. You're just behind Finn, and Finn jerks to a stop as he moves further into the structure and looks sharply to his right into a side chamber. And you might catch the edge of the creature sort of sitting there on their like throne bed, sort of whatever that pile of stuff is that they're resting on. And the creature has looked up and seen you. You weren't being stealthy.
You mean Finn wasn't being stealthy?
Nope, Finn wasn't being stealthy. Finn just wandered around the corner.
And it looks hostile, menacing.
It doesn't look super friendly, and in fact, it has something to say. Something very brief to say. It cries out, "You no bribe me! I smash you for the skull takers!" And it reaches out as though it's going to grab its club.
It says that, and like as it reaches for its club,
then your turn. Go ahead and...
Shuriken hits him in the hand as he reaches for his club. It's a 35 to hit EAC.
Super duper duper hits for, oh my gosh, 38 damage.
38 fire damage. And then Ava will continue moving over to here.
Not quite as bad as I thought, because they have some resistances. They resisted some of that shuriken.
How dare they?
Well, they have fire damage resistance then.
It's Lahan's turn. Lahan, you heard that bellow, and you saw Ava throw one of her flaming shuriken and then sort of dart over to a corner.
Yeah, I bet I did. Let me follow her sort of this away. I think from here I can probably get a decent shot on it. And I will, I'll take a shot with my plasma boulder at that horrible, horrible thing, and I will miss with an out one. Ooh-ho. That's it for Lahan.
All right, it's Finn's turn.
All right, well, I'm taking control of Finn. This is a mutant. Wait, that's probably not actually 30 feet, is it?
So
it's free.
I'm sorry, I went to a different screen. So each one of those squares is 5 feet.
Okay. So Finn will rush in here, and as he goes, he'll draw his solar gauntlet, or void gauntlet, rather, and will punch one time.
Oh, I totally forgot. This creature is reclining on its throne. It has 4 mechanical legs instead of the traditional 2 organic ones.
I like that. So Finn is photon attuned and will punch. Sorry, new sheet. Who dis? 28 to hit KAC.
28 to hit KAC. That will hit.
I hope so.
30 bludgeoning damage. I don't like that. But. Why am I not seeing this? But? I have feats. I need to see.
Yeah, 4 of them if the earlier description is to be believed.
So 30. So not quite actually 30 damage. Because... But it's.
And that's
turn. And it is now the creature's turn. The creature, it stands up, but I don't know how it was sitting on those 4 legs anyway. So it kind of is just slightly taller. It was resting on a mound of bedding, and as part of that standing up, it's going to grab its club, and then with its other action. It's actual action. It's going to swing out and attempt to punch Finn in the face with its gauntlet that it had. Let me use Hero Land to roll all. A 25 versus KAC.
Finn's AC is not good. Yes, that hit.
Okay, so 24 bludgeoning and sonic damage.
Worse than
Centaurs. That's a good question.
Probably because Lapis has not upgraded his armor.
How much damage was that?
24 bludgeoning and sonic.
Okay. Please take 10 piercing damage as the Vrex hardiness thorns pop. And that he's gonna take.
I forgot about Defrex hardiness. That.
Yeah.
The creature in chorus bellows in agony. It's just like a half second difference between the two of them.
Very jarring. Okay.
And it is now Jacinto's turn.
Well, Jacinto is gonna say to Artanya, "All right, buddy, get in there." And Artanya will skitter around the corner. Take a single bite out of crime. Artanya, the danger spider.
You don't know that there's any crime being committed here.
There's probably crime being committed here.
You did see the corpses of sentience, so probably.
Wow.
That will barely miss. I know we have a plus one, but if we can pause long enough to get a second plus one, that would actually hit.
I will absolutely. That is 23 points of damage, my friend. That's Artamia's shiny new fangs that he got for being a level 10 danger spider. So if anybody else has like a plus one that they could kick in, that would just be grand. If not, though, you know, I'm fine consigning those 23 points of piercing damage to the void, really.
We do have a plus one for cake.
Ah!
We have a plus one for cake and a plus one from Chaos 907709.
I would like to attribute this to this damage roll to Shades for cake and Chaos for tear. So, but also Chaos. This is mostly fueled by Chaos. Chaos energy go. 23 points of chaotic piercing damage.
Chaos energy drink.
Yes.
From the rave.
Yeah, exactly. So that's that. I use both of those plus ones. And then Jacinto is going to move up here. Oh, I realized that I can't actually... Oh, I gave my move action. I'm not used to actually wanting my standard action. This is a new thing for me, but that's okay. So I will end my turn.
All right, we're on to turn two, and Ava.
I don't like that you're keeping track.
Since I realized I could, I just wanted to do that now.
No, it's making me concerned, so we're going to full attack. No, I'm still going to do the cool thing that I wanted to do. Ava, how tall are the walls in here?
This area, it's actually 40 feet.
Cool. Ava is going to...
Very tall, very narrow structure.
Ava leaps up onto the wall and climbs 10 feet up and then over here above Finn. So she's just above Finn and then she throws another shuriken. Awesome. I guess this guy's 10 feet tall, so she can just melee attack. She doesn't have to throw it.
Yeah, stab it one of the faces.
Oh, gross. I rolled a 3 and got a 21 to hit.
Oh,
so that's gonna miss, I'm sure.
That's way closer than I would have liked, but that still misses.
It was getting used to this whole fighting from the wall thing.
Everybody mark the day. I think this might be the first time in literal months that Ava has missed with an attack roll.
Lahan, you just saw Ava run up a wall and try and stab someone in the face with the shuriken.
Yeah, she'll do that.
Soft cover might be happening though, with all the bodies in front of you.
Even if I'm shooting over Artana's head, how high is the ceiling?
40 feet.
Well,
it's a bizarrely tall structure for as narrow as it is.
Yeah, I go forward a little bit and up 20 feet, 10 feet, 10 okay. feet, because going up costs twice as much. We're still in Starfinder.
Unless you take that
shot.
Feet.
Yes, let's take that feet. I don't have the feet. I take a shot with my plasma bolter. The 24 to hit DAC.
Oh, that matches for 14 damage.
Yes, 14 electric and fire. Take that.
Fire. I'm gonna resist some of that. I forgot to resist it from Ava, so I am going to give myself some.
No, you didn't.
Back.
You did not forget to resist it.
You just missed entirely. I'm not used to that. I'm just used to you doing a murder. Finn.
Hey, that's me. I'm Finn. Finn is going to take 2 attacks as he builds up more energy in his void gauntlet. And... Go to full attack. It's a 27 versus KAC. 15 is not
hit.
Yeah, take 32 points of bludgeoning damage.
Well, most of that damage.
I'd love if you took all of it, but I understand. You can't.
Unfortunately, this creature seems to resist blunt impacts. It is looking fairly beat up, though. This is not like a boss of art by any stretch of the imagination. It's just a big ol' Etten that was living in this structure, and you invaded its home, and it got mad at you, and it's turn. It didn't like that punch to the tum-tum, so it's now going to respond. It's going to attempt to punch Finn again, and then after that punch, he's going to try and crack Finn in their left knee with their club in a full attack. So, a 20 versus KAC from the gauntlet.
Mercifully, that misses by one.
But let's see what this bone club does. That rolled even more poorly. I rolled a 2 on the die for a total of 16 after the minus 4. It's unfortunate. But it's Cinto's turn now.
Cinto is going to say to this Etten, I guess, if that's what it is, he'll say, you know, you could always surrender. We don't always offer this, but I feel kind of badly because... You know, a disembodied voice just told me that, you know, you're angry because we invaded your home. So, like, you know, if you want to let us pass, we could probably just, you know, keep going and leave you alone.
You don't bribe me. I defend the Skull Takers, it says. And if you make a sense motive.
I will. We'll make a sense motive. Got a pretty big sense motive score, but now that I've said that,
you sense such motives. I know. Yeah, you. You detect a very strong feeling of guilt coming from this creature, as though maybe they did accept a bribe in the past and let some people by, and now they're refusing to do that ever again.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Can I cast a spell?
Yes, sorry. After you cast your spell, it'll be Amy's turn.
Cool.
I'm out of the swing of things, Tom.
I can't blame you. So, Jacinto is going to cast a level 3 mind thrust on this troll thing, Etten, whatever, this big person with two heads. I need the big person with two heads to make me a will save. I was hoping they would be bad at will saves.
Surprisingly, their best save.
Yeah, they have two heads, right? Like, that's the problem.
Yeah.
They do say two heads are better than one, especially.
9 on the die for a total of 23.
That's Mystic Cure, not Mind Thrust. They both start with M. Hold on.
You heal it. He does not resist it.
No. All right. So I rolled very poorly on 7d10. The save for this was only 19 because my mind is all gooey right now. Please take 16 points of mind bullet damage.
16?
And then Jacinto is going to command Artanya to attack once.
One of the eyes and nose and ears of one of the heads starts bleeding a little bit.
That's a 29 to hit for 22 points of damage.
That's super hits.
Piercing damage. Artanya is getting better and better at fighting things.
Stop it, small spider!
Oh, watch out, Artanya! And that's my turn.
And now it's Ava's turn. Ava crouched like a ninja on the wall, shuriken at the ready. Grandma Ninja. You're muted if you're talking, Leif.
In Discord, you are. There you are.
Ninja Grandma. Almost said ninja muted.
Ninja ball.
Ninja grandma is going to go ahead and full attack from the wall. Oh, geez.
Two misses. One. Oh! Being on a vertical surface is really throwing Ava off.
I guess so.
Lahan. You just saw Ava miss twice. You suspect she might have an illness.
Yeah, there might be something wrong. I'm going to combat track that thing and take another shot.
Okay. But you missed, too.
I did. I missed. So rude.
Listen, y'all. My back is hurting from carrying this fight with two characters.
You kind of have three, Tom.
Says the guy who pleaded for 2+1s to do damage.
Yeah. So, Finn is going to make two attacks again. 24 versus CAC is the best I got.
That will miss. Just the Etten holds their metallic gauntlet up in front of them, deflecting the blows from Finn. And it's now the creature's turn. And the creature was most recently bitten by Artanya. So it's going to swing its club at Artanya twice. And be like, get away from me, tiny spider. I don't have a problem with you.
Oh, no.
Put a 17 and an 18 versus KAC, I'm assuming, misses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Artanya, as an animal companion, has better AC than Finn. We need to talk to Raps about this.
Yeah, yeah.
It is Jacinto's turn now.
All right. Well, Jacinto is going to... oh, man. Do they count as a person?
They are a... Oops, sorry, Leif.
Finn's a gauntlet Solarian. What are they spending money on if not armor? I'm confused.
I don't think they have been.
I don't think spending money is the problem.
Yeah. Last I looked, Finn had like 35,000 credits.
Yeah, I think. I think we've had this conversation with Lapis before, and she said, I'm tracking it on my end or something like that, or I might be thinking of a different game.
I think she's tracking it on her character sheet instead of on the loot sheet.
Something like that.
I don't know.
She
should have better armor for Finn. But
they're like a monstrous humanoid. So
okay, so probably whole person will probably not work. Probably. So instead, we're gonna hit it with an ego whip.
No.
Whip it real good. Why is there nothing in that? Okay, well, I'll tell you what Ego Whip does, and you can make me the appropriate save.
I'm assuming it's a
will
save?
I thought I'd been Ego Whipped.
I think it's going to be a will save, which, you know, will for partial. Go ahead and...
A 6 on the die for 20.
Yeah, that's going to be a save. So... Oh, well. So it's going to take a -2 penalty to intelligence, wisdom, and charisma-based checks, its spell DCs, and its will saving throws for one round. Oh, and it's also staggered for one round.
Let me add that to it. Staggered.
Yeah. I like this as a spell. Because it gives me something for my spell slot. It's not just will negates. It's, you know, it's going to last one round. Harry Pathfinder 2.
And you said a -2 to will saves. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you cast that spell. What else is happening on your turn?
And then I tell Artanya to bite. And Artanya bites. And Artanya bites well. That's another 29 for another 22 piercing.
Oh gosh, Artanya has hurt this person so badly.
2d8 plus 10 is really coming up.
All right, Ava, take us home. This creature is barely standing. They look real. Their ankles are so bitten by spiders. It's not even funny.
It's a nightmare.
Their ankles look horribly swollen, I'm sure. Ava finishes her wall run, lands on the ground here, and then Babs with a shuriken for 29 to hit EAC for 29 damage.
29 fire damage, right? So it hits and it hurts them, but they're still standing. Barely.
Bring it down, Lon.
I'm gonna try.
Lon goes invisible and just runs away.
And I can do that. Right now I'm in the air. So that's good enough. As 18 hit?
No.
I go another 20 feet up.
You're just at the ceiling now.
I'm 30 feet up. I'm almost to the ceiling, yes.
Yeah. Finn, can Finn bring it home?
If roll 20 will let me open up Finn's character sheet, Finn's gonna take stock of the area. There's still not enough room to explode. Definitely didn't just forget to do that last round. So instead, Finn is going to punch a single time. That is a 27 versus KAC.
That hits, and that is enough damage. So, Tom, tell us how Finn brings down. I'm muted. That hits, and that is enough damage to bring down this Etten. How does Finn bring down this Etten, Tom?
The photon, fiery energy within the otherwise dark void gauntlet sort of flares as he brings his fist back and just roars and drives it right into the Etten's gut. Not like, you know, blood and gore into the gut, just like, you know, rammed, you know, impacts his belly.
Fist into the gut, and then then they sort of just fold over the fist.
Yes. Yes, precisely.
And they crumple to the ground, dead. They breathe no more. And I'm assuming you're going to look at their body and take stuff from them.
I mean, I guess it is very murder hobo-y, isn't it? But
yeah, but you guys have established that you are fairly murder hobo-y. If you look around this little resting chamber, you find a couple other things, and I'm putting it all on one sheet for you. This individual was named Gorger and Chaw. They had miscellaneous cred sticks totaling to 8,170 credits, a velvet pouch containing a number of pearls totaling at 6,000 credits. They had a ratfolk belt. That's a cool item if you're not familiar with it.
Yeah.
Advanced Formian hide with jump jets, an LFD pulse gauntlet, and a void bone scepter.
Huh. Well, all right. Well, I wonder who the bone keepers are. Bone keeper? Is that what he said?
Skull takers.
Skull takers. Wow, I was really off. I wonder who the skull takers are.
Well, you did, using culture between you and Lahan, you did realize that is probably the tribal marking of a troll tribe or group.
They call them bone takers.
The bone takers, I think, is a bad Sci-Fi Channel movie, if I remember correctly.
Bone takers.
But so I think we're going to end tonight at the end of that fight with, you know, the Etten folded over Finn's fist and Ava in the corner just rifling through the Etten's belongings. That feels
Come on, now. Give me more credit than that. I feel like it's Finn that's rifling through the belongings while Ava says a small prayer over the gigantic body.
Sure, that could happen too. I just figure Ava would rifle through the belongings because it'd just be very pragmatic. It's like, these are useful things. I will take the useful things.
Ava's not that murder hobo-y.
You're a survivalist. Sure? You're a survivalist.
Yeah. But I'm not in survival mode right now. I'm not trying to survive against the harsh lands. I'm trying to survive against giant monsters.
You're wealthier than you ever dreamed you could be, honestly.
Yes. This is a true fact.
But thank you all for playing with me. I know we had technical difficulty at the beginning, and yeah, that was obnoxious. And
it happens in the wine.
Yeah, Lapis couldn't make it tonight due to an unfortunate accident. Not an accident. Lapis is fine, but...
just more difficulties.
Yeah.
A comedy of errors, you might call it.
Yes. Yes. But
we'll
I'd like
Lapis to regale you with the tale next time.
I'd like to thank Paizo for their wonderful product. My players for joining me this evening. I'm glad to be getting back at it. Last week was unfortunate. I was very ill and could not do anything related to this. Leif, who do we have to thank for their audio contributions?
Oh, the usual White Bat Audio, Relax Cafe Music, and for that sweet, sweet electro mix, Hero Board.
Nice.
All on
nice.
YouTube, all 100% free, all 100% awesome.
What do we got going on this Sunday, Tom?
I think our crew is going to continue bullying, bribing, and or threatening their way through the high society life aboard Fortune's Heart to win the heart of the auction. Get it?
Fortune's Heart of the Fortune?
The Heart of the Fortune, yes. The Fortune's Heart.
We're going to win. We're going to win so good.
The heart of the cards.
So. And I hope so, too. But who knows? So,
I still say we invite everyone to a party and give them food poisoning.
I think it's a great plan.
I think it's the only way that Gus can actually contribute other than wrestling that guy that just turned into a fight.
It's okay. It's okay. We've got this. We've got this, Jet. Yeah, we're gonna give everybody food poisoning.
At least you're not hiding in a suitcase.
Yeah.
Could be worse. It could be Marath. It could be in a suitcase.
Simon did that to himself.
Yeah, I gotta talk to him about that and let him know. You know, you can not hide in a suitcase. I understand it feels weird. There's some, you know, moments in that AP where it feels that we've come across things like that. But anyway.
I still stand by my opinion that we should get Marath a hollow skin.
I think
if their concern is their species, we could disguise them as another species.
Yeah, I agree. And they're cheap, so that's a good suggestion. But anyway, that's what's happening on Sunday. You might get to the auction. Who knows? It really depends on how much time you all take bullying people. I mean, bribing people. I mean, doing research.
I haven't bullied anyone. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bullying people. Next week, we will continue exploring Skull's Crossing, maybe making our way down into the insides to see what's up and why the shield seems to be failing. If anyone has any questions, comments, shoutouts, feel free to join our Discord. The link is below. Or email us at nonstandardaction@gmail.com. That's all I got. Anybody else have anything?
Thank you for running, Jet.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, as always.
Thank you.
We're going to make a note here to heckle Lapis about lack of armor next week.
The level 7 armor we just got is better than the armor she's wearing, apparently, because it makes her AC better.
My goodness. Maybe we should just spend Finn's credits for him.
That's going to have to happen.
Also, Lapis needs to level up.
Yeah, she still has unspent. Okay, no, I'm not gonna air her dirty laundry.
It's fine. Stuff happens. Lapis is busy. But Lapis, I think we're gonna get going, everybody. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.